All right, let's talk about the results from my inaugural micro content blitz. There's two types of results I want to talk about. One is qualitative, and the other one is quantitative, the nuts and bolts of the numbers. So let's talk first about the quantitative results. And I have some screenshots of this that will be in the blog post and I'll share on social media, et cetera. But from October 4th through November 5th, which is when I was doing my micro content blitz, more or less, my account reached my content reached 94% more accounts than the month before. And engaged 111% more accounts than the month before. And I didn't need the numbers to tell me this. I could tell by the amount of messages and comments, by the things my clients were saying, by everyone, people coming out of the woodwork who hadn't engaged with me in years, telling me they were seeing my content, me having past clients from years ago enrolling in the accelerator, people who were like, "Oh my God, I'm so glad I saw you again." So I know from seeing that qualitatively that the micro content blitz was having a great effect. And people telling me, every time I log on Instagram, your content is at the top of my feed. And that made me so happy. All right. And the other piece of data I have is because my micro content blitz was to launch the Yay for Clients accelerator, I can tell you these numbers. So, when I would get on, I was hosting these free 100K roadmap calls where it wasn't directly to sell the Yay for Clients Accelerator, but everything is intimately connected. So that there wasn't people didn't necessarily know about it, but they did know about it. And they would tell me on the calls, I almost never, I think maybe once or twice, I brought up the Yay for Clients Accelerator to someone on a call. Every other time, I'm telling you, every single call, the person would unprovoked say to me, "I really want to join the Yay for Clients Accelerator." And I'd go, "Yeah, sounds great, but we need to get through this call, and then I can answer questions about that because I want to make sure you get the value from this call." And so it was really cool. It was so cool, right? To see that I had created something that people were like begging me. They're like, "No, I want it. No." I'm like, "No, yeah, you can have it. No worries." That I didn't even have to, actively be selling to them, which was really cool. I had set a big goal of 50 enrollments, which I thought was bananas. Like, I was like, this is what will break our systems. So that's what we're gonna do. I love to make some chaos. And so I set this goal of 50 enrollments, and we ended up getting 62 enrollments. 62 enrollments. My enormous unicorn goal was 50. So this brought us in $31,000. For our beta launch of the Yay for Clients Accelerator and gives us so much momentum going into the new year with this new offer. And the Yay for Clients Accelerator is crafted to like prepare people for Yay for 100K, which I've never hidden. That's always been, like loud and proud. And so a lot of the people who enrolled in the accelerator are going to continue into Yay for 100K. So we're talking like potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue from this mini content blitz, obviously, or micro content blitz. I don't have the details on that yet, but those are some of the results, both quantitative and qualitative. A couple other results that came up is just in terms of my creativity and being in the zone, I had such an ease of creating content because I was riding that wave. I was on a roll, and it became really simple for me to whip up that content and create things on the fly that weren't even in my original content plan. So I allowed myself to just like create content about like all kinds of stuff, and it was really, really fun. I also created, like I've mentioned, the Watch Me Create Strategic Content freebie that was really compelling and also nurtured people for the Yay for Clients Accelerator. So that's the perfect kind of freebie. It helped me realize I need to create the Yay for Clients Accelerator because I wasn't originally going to launch the accelerator. And this all happened very organically. And another like weird side benefit is seeing me do this micro content blitz really invigorated our clients who are already working with us inside of Yay for 100K. So a lot of people have gotten a little stuck and stale with their content. And this was like breathing the life back into content creation that I think people were needing. And so we're now teaching the micro content blitz strategy inside of Yay for 100K. And then in my new business, the CEO Social Club, We're actually doing a whole event. Our first event for that business is on the micro content blitz. So this strategy has been game changing for my business. And if you think about it, in and of itself, it is micro content for me because, you know, I work with people to streamline their signature services, book clients, and then launch, you know, turn that into a course. And I'm here talking to you about creating micro content. That in and of itself is micro content. And so I don't want you to be afraid to go in on some nitty gritty pieces of what you teach, because that's where the power is. And of course, share some of those bigger pillar posts. Of course. I'm going to still be talking about why you need a signature service and, you know, how to handle clients and boundaries and all of that. But the more I dive into these very, 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 micro topics, that is where I'm getting the most traction. And so in the next audio, I'm going to tell you why I think this micro content blitz strategy worked so well.